seconds. I'm not ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Mom, I'm not ready.
Three, two, one.
Hi guys, welcome to the newest episode of Four Guys, One Album, where
Absolute Chaos talks shit about one album
for half an hour.
Hooray!
Who are the four guys? Does anybody know who these four guys are? Because I've got no idea.
No. You will come to know who we are eventually, one day.
I see.
When Jack...
Maybe.
Turns out, like... Actually, I think the thing what will break the band is when Noah sleeps with someone and then, like, some chick's like, oh my god, turns out he's very well endowed.
Jesus Christ.
Just be like that. You can't say anything
on your Instagram, isn't it? Like Big D on your Insta or something like that.
Wait, who?
On your Insta,
Big D.
Haven't you got something on your Insta? You did it as a meme, didn't you?
Big D.
Oh, the fucking right. Yeah. Oh, this is an interesting story. So,
cold.
You guys have seen the picture that I took for Instagram. Basically, I lost a lot of weight and got fairly toned. So I was like, you know what, I've got a picture of me fat versus me toned, so I thought I'll put them next to each other.
Have you got your cock out in one of them?
Well, no, the problem was, because of where I was stood for the toned version of me, it was over a sink, and I realised that if I got too close to the sink, it kind of, like, just goes over it, and it's just, like, there's just this cock and balls on
a little, may I have some cock?
A little segment
to draw them in. So I had to make sure that I didn't do that. But the problem was, like, I was wearing shorts and very thin pants. And, like, again, I don't know what it is, but, like, when I wear very thin things, like, it's very, very noticeable.
Kieran, so do you want to get the photo up on the screen right now?
Oh, God.
There we go. Do it in post. It'll be fine. Yeah. Just plonk it. Plonk it over my face.
I'm just loving,
for the
as we're recording this now, I'm loving thinking that I'm going to have to actually dive through Noah's Instagram and maybe, like, yeah, I'll find some of what I missed and I'll just be like.
You'll find cock and balls.
Actually, yeah, that might be the thing, I'll find what I've missed. I'll just be like, oh, Jesus.
That can be the thumbnail for this week's episode. Just, you know,
we're not going to miss, though.
No. Engulge not.
It's the bear. It's
We're not going to miss the question of the day.
I mean, it doesn't link to our question of the day, but like it could in a way. So the question of the day is, I want you guys to tell me what I should get for my next tattoo, because I have no idea.
So
I have been
coming out of that segment, we know it should be Noah's, like, it should be that, just that.
It should be my dick and balls off Instagram. You should get it tattooed right on your arm.
To be fair, Noah, I love you so much, and that would be a great, like, trophy to you.
You could get the picture, like, the entire picture done, like, cock and balls over the sink and everything.
I reckon
you could get fat me on
a massive sleeve that's just your cock and balls over my arm.
I reckon you should get the Satan design from Stans.
If anyone listening is from Manchester, comment how much you miss Stans. Second
Stans.
Question of the day: how much do you miss Satans? Because I miss it so much, I cry every day.
I miss it incredibly.
Question week four, and then only a selected few people can actually
answer
that question.
We've spoiled it now. It's too late. You know what? Special bonus episode: two questions of the day. Look at that. God,
I think you should get, Jack. You should get the Scout Regiment logo from Attack on Titan.
Oh god, that's fucking weird.
I should get it, because then I could, like, just stand around and just, like, give my heart
just get it,
to just random people.
Just get it,
people.
Like, proper big on your back, and then...
Oh, that'd be sick. I mean, I'll get Levi's face on my face. Do you know what I saw the other day, which really disappointed me? That the guy who does the voice for Levi is really unattractive.
That's a shame.
I know, because Levi is daddy, and he's voiced by
top 10 anime disappointments.
I can already feel
top 10 anime betrayals.
I can already feel some of our anime friends watching this completely, you know.
Oh,
go
God.
You guys.
I wonder who that
you guys are the real Chads.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, actually, to be fair, Caitlin, if you're watching, like, 100%. Yeah. No, 100% right. Caitlin.
She definitely
right.
is.
Caitlin, 100%.
Anime she's friends, watching it. Name's
no,
one
no,
person.
No, this is the thing, right?
She's watching it right now. She could smell the mere mention of Attack on Titan.
If you think about it, if a woman is very attracted to an anime character, what's that going to do when they find out the voice actor's really ugly?
That's a good
you
question.
You know what I mean?
What
it's like,
they,
oh my god,
I mean,
I'm attracted to your
I
voice,
just
but
in that scenario.
It's like
it kind of flips your perception in a way, because like, you've associated that voice with that anime character. Mm. So like, I mean,
yeah,
even
I mean,
seeing them in
yeah.
real life is probably going to confuse
it's,
you a little
it
bit.
It kind of goes with that saying, like, you should never meet your idols.
Kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like if...
you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah,
well,
I guess... you should never see who... Like, it's kind of like if you always envisage, like... it's like if you're really into the band, like if you're really into Slipknot and you've never seen what they look like behind their masks, and then you find out that Clown is just a guy with a beard. It's yeah. like.
It's
but if you always
like,
envisage
yeah, yeah.
him as Clown and if you never saw the guy beneath.
Sorry, I was going to say, has Corpse done a face reveal? Do we know what Corpse looks like?
God, no. He's currently drowning in fan mail.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just going to say, because like, the only thing I have seen on the internet is a bunch of eagles reacting to his voice going, oh my god, like kind of thing. And I just, wouldn't it be such a meme if he was just like really ugly?
I kind of really hope that he's fuck ugly. Like, no offense to
you're
him.
You're just there like, please,
just,
man can't
I think
have
it'd
that
just
voice.
Be really, I think it'd just be really funny if he was like, just this ugly, like, the most
also,
ugly
sorry.
Human being that you've ever seen.
Come here. This episode,
is that a cat?
Oh gosh. This episode is
featuring Milo.
Hey boy.
Oh,
hey.
Yes.
There we go. Everybody meet Milo if he looks at the camera. Look at the camera. All right, never mind.
I love how he's got socks on.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. He's got little white socks and that
he's
and
all
that
cozy.
Pleases me. I'm also wearing white socks.
What do you think this should open?
I would reveal my socks, but I don't want to show off my feet because I should be charging for that
do
shit.
Do you think they should reopen yeah. Saints Hollow? Yeah.
That's a yes.
That's a
I
yes.
Think, I'm definitely sure that he said yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did. Well okay, right. We've got like a fifth person here, unless he decides to bite me, but okay. Anyway,
that's 20 more views right there. before we go on to the album, there was a really... Someone I work with was telling me there's this one guy who he lives with who does, like, drumming videos, and he was trying to do an algorithm experiment on YouTube mm-hmm. and Facebook and that. So in one video, he put a cat just in his... like there's this cat that goes into the house. So in one drumming video he did, he put a cat in and it automatically got like 100 more views. In Ooh. One video he did the drumming on his girlfriend's bum and it got more views. And then in one video he did the drumming on his girlfriend, he did bleed on his girlfriend's bum with a cat in the video and it got
yes.
thousands of views.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing.
So
in other words,
we
Milo
all know what the internet
really
wants.
Milo's
going to
be
so
a common
we
feature.
We should be slapping Kieran with a cat in the video.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
To bleed by Meshuggah, obviously.
Yeah. I could do it right now.
Should we get a lot of samples of him meowing, and we'll just make a fat EDM track out of it.
Meow.
Oh god. Anyway, speaking of fat EDM things...
Very true.
This week, we're
anywhere.
Talking about health, and I don't mean the kind that is good for you. I mean, like...
Not the mental kind.
It's definitely not good for your ears. Or maybe it is. Ooh. Who knows?
So, Kieran, do you want to start us off, because this was your choice?
Yeah, so...
Introduce people to health.
So, basically, health... between their official releases of albums, they usually do a collaboration album with different artists, and luckily enough I was just on Spotify one day and I realized they released another collab album. They're usually called Disco, so it'd be Disco 1, Disco 2, Disco 3, but the one we're talking about today is Disco 4. And basically
part 1.
how unexpected.
Yeah and basically I obviously I listened to it and ow. Yes, I get it, you don't like Disco 4. Come on.
Bye, cat.
It's great. You give love and attention to something and it just fucks you over. That's great. You little bastard.
Welcome to marriage.
Well, welcome to marriage. None of us are married. There's some like 40-year-old commenting like, "That's not marriage. You don't know what it feels like."
It's about commitment and compromise and trust.
Anyway,
I just spilled beer all over my hands. So
I had to listen to it, and I was honestly very, very surprised and intrigued. There is so much. Health usually love to completely overproduce everything, make it as meaty as hell, and obviously when you include other artists into the mix, it's, you get some really intriguing variants. And the whole album in itself is, I would say it's quite tonally different. Like, there's different segments. Like, the opening tracks are very electronic and almost easy listening, and then it'll throw in maybe a bit of their usual heavy production, but then they'll just, you know, go back to being light, because the singer himself like has a very light voice. It's not like he overprojects and belts. It's very easy listening, his voice. And then you'll get halfway through the album, and I think the first track is Innocence, and then it's just screamo from the featured artist, and it's like, Jesus, where did this come from? And it goes completely heavy, and instead of it being their usual thing of like electronically manipulated heaviness, let's say, it's actually guitars, and you're thinking, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be intriguing to talk about, because I knew none of you would have ever... So I know, Noah, you've heard of Health before. I think, Jack, I've showed you Health before.
Yeah, you've shown me them before.
And then, Josh,
I've not heard anything.
I heard the album, the other one with the...
Slaves of Fear.
Was it the one that was dropped in 2015? Oh, I can't remember now.
I heard
one album by them, but it was ages ago.
Might
I can't
be
remember.
Death Magic then.
Yes, yeah, that was the one.
Death Magic.
I actually really enjoyed this one, and I think one of the things that stood out to me was because obviously you were talking about how it has different people on. I think the features are actually the strongest part of this project. Like, all of the features add something different. And before I stop talking and someone else starts, I love 100 Gex, and the fact that they feature on one song here makes me so happy. And it's my favorite song on the album by a long stretch. The song titled Cyberpunk as well. There was a lot to like, especially someone who likes electronic music. And who really appreciates like heavy ambient shit, like the Doom soundtracks and that. I got a lot of joy out of this thing.
Oh, we're so gonna have to review the Doom soundtrack at some point. Sorry.
Honestly, I've just installed Doom Eternal for the PC and I'm buzzing. I haven't played it yet, but I'm ready. But yeah, to end my segment, I had a lot of fun with this, so...
Yeah. I think, like... I agree with you, Jack. Is it Power Fantasy, the song with 100 Gags?
Yeah, it's Power Fantasy, yeah.
I think that really shows how spontaneous Health is, as a band in general. Like, I think it's a kind of good display of just what they're all about. Like, if I was going to introduce somebody to Health, I'd probably show them this song. I know it's not the truest form of it, because it's obviously got
guest
artist on it. But I'd say that it kind of represents the whole kind of thing. Because you listen to a lot of, like, you go back to, is it Slaves of
Fear?
Yeah, that's it.
That was the album before the collab.
There's a few songs on there where it's just the structures just make no sense. And, like, again, I feel like that kind of just sums up Health in general, though. I think that's just how they write their music. And I really, really like it. It's like, I think... What's the word that I'd use to describe? Aggressive. I think aggressive is the word that I'd use to just describe everything about this band. But like, not so much in a negative connotation, but more just... It just, you listen to it and you just think, God, that sounds so evil and angry.
I'd say it's
a really dark album.
Yeah.
Musically.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say it sounds like heavy without the stereotypical connotation of heavy being like... It's like the other side of what heavy music can sound like. Like, everyone...
Yeah.
As soon as you say heavy music, everyone instantly thinks, like, drop a China symbol. But like, it's like heavy in a sense of what heavy should be, where it's like slow, massive, disgusting, everything that I look for when I want to like punch pillows.
Like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think like, what's my favorite song? I think Innocence is my favorite song off this, just because that beat is so tasty. It's so...
yeah, with the guitars as well. I think either Innocence or Body Slash Prison.
Oh,
those are my two favorites.
Yeah, to be fair, that's a good one as well. But I've also got DF Lux. That song is sort of the more ambient video gamey sounding thing, but I really like it. It reminds me of, Kieran, you might recognise these, Masterclass in Solfeggio. Mm. Do you remember Shunya? Mm. It kind of reminds me of them.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean.
It's really, really like, I don't know how to describe it, because like, again, I've just said like all of their songs are quite aggressive, but this one kind of
doesn't sound
openly aggressive, at least. If it's aggressive, I'd probably say that it's very like undertonally aggressive. But it's like, yeah, I'd say Power Fantasy, Innocence, DF Lux are probably like my top three favourite songs off this album. Like,
I would probably agree with those three, to be fair. I just want to take a second to just talk about how good the production is on this album. Like, in my notes, because I've written them on my phone, I wrote production with a space between all the letters and then a tick sign and then just the fire emoji, because I couldn't be... And I was just like, that sounds about right. Like, it just...
That'll do.
Massive when it needs to be, but when it's ambient, it makes that change. It doesn't feel like it's constantly on the same level. It doesn't feel like it's just taking an instrument away. It feels like the whole texture changes, and it's just...
It kind of feels like a string of a lot of different things.
Yeah.
If you get me. Like, it's more like a sort of display of, you know, here's what I can do, here's what I can do with other people, whilst also keeping to my original sound, or, you know, the band's original sound. Mm.
I think we got to talk about the imagery as well.
Yes.
Every song has its own video
and shit on Spotify, like all of the artwork and stuff that plays in the background.
Mm. Mm.
I think it helps because, like, this is going to sound really, really snobby, but the album is, like, sonically, like... what's the word? Like,
fragmented.
I want to say versatile. Like, it goes from so many different places, and the imagery that Josh was just on about, like, really like amplifies that to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all got like connecting themes, but it's all very different each video. And I listened to this album through watching the videos of it on YouTube, so I had the constant imagery with it.
Wow. I might have to go do that, actually. That sounds cool.
It was. I recommend it if you haven't.
Yeah, you say the canvases on Spotify.
Yeah, the canvases on Spotify, they're obviously just like 20-second clips. Yeah, they just repeat themselves. But Code Orange are another band that do this really well.
Yeah.
Where all of their canvases on Spotify like really link up to the sound that they're going for. And because Code Orange also have their songs that are like stupidly heavy and ridiculous.
I'd probably put Code Orange as fairly similar to Health, probably in terms of like structure.
Oh, they kind like, of. If Health were a metal, like an out and out metal band, they probably would sound like Code Orange. And if Code Orange were like an electronic band, they'd probably sound like Health.
I wouldn't put it past Health to do similar to what, like, one of the things that Code Orange does that I love whenever I hear it is just you'll hear this heavy riff going and then you'll just hear a complete stop in the entire track and then it'll all come back in again. Like, it sounds so jarring, but it's cool as fuck to listen to. Like, I wouldn't put it past Health if they did something similar with how they, and it would work with their style of music as well. They're both very, very aggressive sounding bands.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Unless Josh, you've got anything to add, Josh? I was going to say, should we maybe say about things we didn't like?
In my notes, I put again, kind of like the album we talked about a few weeks ago, from Bill Murray, that the song that none of the songs really outstay their welcome.
Mm. Yeah, they were quite short.
Like, there's nothing that's too long, or you think, kind of drags on
a
little
bit.
The
album's only 36 minutes as well, I think.
It's something like 40 minutes in that.
Yes,
it's not long at all.
The only thing that I didn't like about this album, there was some tracks that I found quite forgettable. Only some, not loads.
I think some more towards the end.
Yeah.
I mean, I did love the closing track, though. Was it Hard to Be a God, I think?
I do love the closing track.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do love the closing. There was just a few, just here and there. Like, we're talking, two or three, not a lot.
Yeah, usually, there's a song where the, I forget who the featured artist is, but there's, a rap song, isn't it? Isn't there at one point?
Yeah, I know, it's when you mean.
Yeah, it was, Judgment.
Granted.
Judgment Night.
Was that it? Yeah, okay, so, but for me, I remember feeling like, how can I put it? So even though it's a collab album and each song distinctly is supposed to be different from the others, there's still obviously I don't know, it just didn't feel like a rap song should have been in there.
It could have flowed better.
I wasn't a fan of that track.
Transition to hear someone rapping all of a sudden after you've heard nothing but either screamo or the lead singer's calm, easy vocals.
I'd say
at least the song wasn't very long, but I still wasn't a huge fan of it.
It kind of feels like this album was sort of made for fun, which again isn't a bad thing.
Say it might just be an artistic experiment for them, because like I say, they do it time they release an album.
Absolutely not a bad thing. If a band wants to go out and I would rather an artist absolutely tried something new. I would absolutely rather an artist tried something new
than not do it at all
and it bomb. Then do the same thing for 10 albums in a row. I would absolutely
100%.
Come to think of it, I might give Help some props. I don't really recall any artist releasing albums and then in between each album release they do a collab album.
No, I've never heard of anything like a collab album. I've heard of people in between studio releases.
Yeah, maybe
B-sides or mixtape or something like that, but
it's
never
a full
anything
on dedicated collaborative album.
Oh yeah, it's
I'm for the collab
release.
Album for it being a collab album. Again, talk about all the videos and that, they put a lot of effort into it. Whilst you're waiting for another release.
Exactly. It's a release on its own.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, Health have actually got a gig in Manchester Academy 2 later this year, by the way. Ooh. And I was a little bit
Is it happening?
Well, it probably...
I got an email this
true.
Morning
that
saying one
true,
of my gigs has just got cancelled.
It'll get moved again. But I thought to myself, because it's £16.50 a ticket, so I thought I should mention that to you guys just in case, because...
That's not a bad
I would totally go see Health. Absolutely. Yeah. When is it?
I think it's July. I think June or July.
Right, July. Mm. Everyone who's listening, come.
Hopefully not. Hopefully
we'll do a meet and greet.
Hopefully not during Download Festival, though. If Download Festival does go ahead in 2021.
I'm confident.
It'll be fine. It'll work out. But for £16.50...
I'm optimistic.
For £16.50 to see Health, that's...
That's
pretty good.
All,
Academy 2 is a sick venue as well. All of the Academy venues are sick. So,
So if all five of our viewers would be interested in meeting us,
we'll be there. Yeah.
I can probably reel them off.
Yeah.
Hi, Mum.
I would say hi, Mum, but she's probably not even listening.
She's probably not even watching.
Oh, so should we think about giving this a
watching,
score?
I love you, but you're probably not even listening.
Right, scores.
Okay. Put down the Baileys.
Put down the...
Get your pen and paper, Jack.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Why has this become my job? I mean, I'll accept it.
Because you're the
like,
one. Because you're the one who started writing it down.
Just because I'm wearing glasses doesn't mean that I'm.
You're our resident
I'm
scribe.
Glasses too. I'm gonna have to take them off.
Okay. Well, I would actually give it a 7. I think it's just like an overall good album. I don't think it's a masterpiece or anything. I just think strong 7.
Okay. Josh, Noah.
Josh, you can go first.
So I'm gonna give this a 7 as well. I agree with Kieran. It's nothing. I don't think it's something I'm gonna go back to a whole lot, but I definitely appreciate the effort that's been put into it. It definitely has its certain like vibe the whole time. I put in my notes as well, just bopping my head throughout a lot of it, just like
meat.
That's always a good thing. So 7 out of 10.
Cool. I think I'm also gonna give it a 7 because I really, really enjoyed this album. I did enjoy it a lot, but it kind of like. Okay, it sounds kind of counterintuitive considering how I say like I kind of like the jarring sound of Code Orange, but the album itself kind of felt a little bit too jarring in places.
Maybe that's because it's a collab album. Maybe.
But then again, like that could be the intention. If that's the intention, absolutely. That's fine. But again, for me personally, it was kind of like a little bit too much at times. I still really enjoyed the album. I think the song's got a lot of really good songs on it. But yeah, I'm confident with 7.
I actually gave this album an 8. Like nice. I don't know. Like I thought the highs, like the highs of the album, were so good. And yeah. As opposed, I look at because I keep track of what because I'm sad. I keep track of what albums I've rated 7s and 8s and 9s and 10s. I have Spotify playlists because I'm just a fucking nerd. And I look at what albums I gave a 7 and what albums I gave an 8, and I'm like, I would probably fit it into this category more. Just the highs I thought were so good, and there were some parts that I thought were great, but there were some tracks that I thought were just a bit forgettable. But the parts I liked were, like, enough to give it an 8. Like, there wasn't a part of me that was like... To me, there would have to be a track that I actively disliked, which I didn't think was the case. So I'm going to give it an 8, which gives it an overall score of 29, which puts it last in our league.
The lowest,
in our league of
so
legends.
Far.
Not sponsored, promise.
I mean, still third place.
Third place behind Bill Murray,
third place.
Who was on 33.
It's going to be great to see how all this pans out now.
I can't wait till we get a 40. When we get a 40, we'll have to all do shots. Put that on record.
Oh, God.
Because we'll it's never going to happen. There's never going to be an... I swear
one
to God.
I can't think of one that we're all going to give.
Flagged on YouTube.
I'll pledge this right now on video. If there's an album that we all individually think is a 10 out of 10, that I will get something that Noah suggests tattooed.
See, here's what I was going to suggest. Oh, I was going to suggest we all get matching tattoos.
Oh mate, don't even, because I totally would. I'll put anything on my skin. Needle, ink, scran. I'll put anything on me, to be honest.
No, it would have to be, we'd have to get a picture of Damon or something, like Charlie as Damon.
Yes.
You know. Or maybe we should just get like Dennis night, in all caps, you know, because of the Dennis system.
We could get different parts of it. So one gets the DE, one gets the NN, and one gets the Oh, that would be so
good. Or we all get
so good.
Every
we,
time
we all
take
get
a band photo, the Dennis like tats line up.
That would be fucking awesome. I would love that so much. That
we should all get the album cover that we rate 40 out of 40.
Oh,
yeah, but no, because it'd be something really, like, because knowing our look, the cover for that album would be something, like, the album would be sick, but the cover would be trash.
Yeah.
So we'd have, like, some trash album cover, like on our thighs.
I mean, to be honest, could you imagine having Poppy's album on your... on your body.
Which
one? Honestly, I could absolutely imagine having Poppy.
I disagree.
Like, on my
that's
arm
it.
At
that
some point.
Called I Disagree, isn't it?
God. Jesus.
The one with like the spikes in her head and everything.
How have we somehow mentioned Poppy in every episode so far without even talking about her album? We're such simps and we don't even know.
Maybe we will one day, maybe we won't, but maybe one day we will review a Poppy album.
I'll
and
deliberately review the album before I disagree, just to be like, oh yeah, it's not as good as I disagree.
Don't,
be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
You know,
until we get to that day.
On Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Music, you name it, we're there. Like swimwear.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything.
Are we on Twitter?
We are on Twitter, but we don't use it because we don't use Twitter.
Okay, we are on Twitter.
But we don't use it. So, like, we don't. At all.
Well, you know what, Paige, if you're on Twitter and you're looking at us and you're like, well, they don't really post anything, No Context Porn is a hilarious page that you should all follow on Twitter.
I'm gonna
sponsor
any...
them because it's such a good page. So
if you want any updates from us, check your closest Samsung smart fridge. We'll be on there.
In your new Tesla car. We'll be on the front screen.
When you get bored of playing The Witcher, when you get bored of playing The Witcher in your Tesla,
I'm getting more and more drunk as these podcasts go on. So, like, for the I'm just gonna go.
I feel like they're gonna get longer from 20 to like 40 to 1 hour.
Oh jeez.
All right.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Everyone.
All right. See you
Cheers,
later.
Guys. Have fun. In a bit.